From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The opposition Syrian Democratic Forces has launched an opposition operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital of Islamic State. A senior commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish units, will be advancing from three directions. U.S.-led airstrikes have been supporting the operation. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner in Washington Tuesday said the U.S. supports the SDF's efforts to retake territory from IS, also known as Daesh. Toner also outlined U.S. priorities.
First of all, to destroy and degrade Daesh. And we're supporting Syrian Democratic Forces who are focused on taking the fight to Daesh in northern Syria. The other priority is ending what has been a bloody civil war. And to do that, put in place a cessation of hostilities and jumpstart a political process whereby we believe it can lead to a political transition.
Meanwhile, a European diplomat told VOA the rebel plan currently is to try to encircle much of the city of Raqqa, at least to take outlying villages northwest and south. The U.S. envoy to Great Lakes region of Africa told VOA Tuesday the first round of talks to end Burundi's crisis was a positive step forward. Tom Perriello praising the efforts of mediator former Tanzanian President Benjamin Mkapa. He said Mkapa is addressing issues of inclusivity among members of the opposition.
He has no interest in letting a peace process this important get stuck on some of these questions, so he simply made himself available to meet with all decisive stakeholders, including those who were invited. He's already met with some who were not invited. So that's what he's emphasizing, hearing from all sides to come up with a plan that could work.
Among those not attending the first round in northern Tanzania's city of Arusha, the opposition umbrella group, SENARED, the talks could resume in June. This is VOA News.